There are a lot of good points in that story. But if you have ever doubted, if you've ever had moments in your spiritual life where I just really weren't feeling it, things weren't going too well, I would like to turn your attention to the first story, the first reading, because I think there's a lesson for us. This story takes place shortly after the Israelites crossed into the wilderness, after they crossed over the sea. If you remember the background of this, the Israelites had been enslaved by the Egyptians for hundreds of years. And now God had brought Moses, he'd raised up Moses, brought him to Pharaoh, "Let my people go." And what follows is a great story, 10 plagues, 10 mighty works of God. And when Pharaoh finally lets them go, the people walk out, they get to this sea, Pharaoh changes his mind, sends his army after them, and then there is this amazing defining moment for the people of Israel. God, with Moses through God, parts the Red Sea, walls of water form, the people walk on the seabed to the other side. And when they get to the other side in safety, Pharaoh and his army, they have pursued them into the sea, and the waters collapse. And God has defeated the mightiest army of that time. Must have been an amazing thing. And there's a good chance that nearly every one of the Israelites would have seen it, standing on the bank of the river, of the sea. They would have seen this. And now, a whopping 2-3 months later, they're in the wilderness. They get to this place where there's no water, and God's not even in the conversation. I don't know if you noticed it. They walk up to Moses, and they say, you, Moses, brought us into this wilderness, and we're going to die here. They have forgotten God. 3 months. They've forgotten the most amazing thing that they'll probably ever see in their life. It's easy for us to sit here and go like, well, I have my moments, but I would never do that. I mean, I'm not that bad. But we probably need to be real careful about before we write ourselves a little pass on this one. Do we not live in a culture that values the present, the here and now? The what have you done for me lately kind of mentality. I mean, those of you that follow sports, you've seen this. Your center fielder had this amazing season, continued into the playoffs. He was highly responsible for the fact that your team won the World Series. And now 2 seasons later, he's had good seasons, pretty good seasons, but you didn't win a title since then, and I don't know. Maybe it's time to trade this guy. Get somebody else in. Some of you have seen it at work. You hit the sales goal and then a whole lot more. And the company is thrilled with your work. And the next year you sell at exactly the same level. And they go, well, wait, what's wrong here? What's wrong? Where's the increase? There are, I suspect, hundreds of stories in here, teenagers included, I might add, about relationships, where this applies to relationships. Do we not know stories? Sometimes very sad stories where one person of the relationship says to the other, hey, you know, it was good. You know, when the relationship started, it was good and everything was fine, but you know, now, I'm just not really feeling it, and maybe it's time we separate. I wonder what would have happened to the Israelites if there had been a second prophet, a second person like Moses representing a different God at this place. Because somehow I can just picture this, them saying to Moses, hey, Moses, you know, look, it was really good that you got us out of slavery. We needed that. We owe you big time for that. And the parting the sea thing, wow, we will never forget that. That was amazing. But, you know, we're in the wilderness now, and we're free, and, you know, things have changed. We're thinking that we want to go a different way. So why don't you and your God, why don't you go find a new chosen people, and we're going to go with this other guy. I don't know this for sure. I just suspect that this is in us, that this is part of our humanity, part of our fallen humanity, I guess. This need for God, prove to me that you exist today and that you're in my life today. I know about that stuff you did in the past, but now, prove it now. That we have to say to our friends in so many different ways, prove to me that you're my friend today. That we say to relationships, prove to me that you care for me today. I think that's just somehow part of us. But it's not a good part of us, as you probably suspect. So what do we do? At least for me, I think there's a bit of an answer in the end of that first reading. The writer, in telling the story, sort of summarizes at the end, and he says, this was the place where the Israelites questioned, and they asked, is God in our midst or not? Is God in our midst or not? It strikes me as a really straightforward question, but it strikes me as kind of a head question, an intellectual question. And if you think about it, all of these highs and lows that we experience in relationships and with our relationship with God in particular, those are sort of heart and gut sort of moments. We have this amazing experience of God, perhaps on a retreat or in some other place. And we, sure, God, yeah, we know all about God at that moment. But when it goes the other way, and it's just a season out of our life, maybe it's a tragedy, maybe it's just a season of dryness in our life, and, well, just don't really feel God at that point. I'm just wondering if it's all about emotion, and that maybe what would balance us out a little bit is to ask this question that's in this scripture. Take it out of our feelings and take it back up to our head. And just ask ourselves, we're in this low moment. Just pause and say, wait. I know I'm not feeling God's presence, but is God in our midst or not? Because surely we would all say yes. We know that God is in our midst. Yes, it's true. We don't always sense him as much as we might like. But that's probably us. That's not God. God is not busy. He's not busy taking care of world peace and nuclear disarmament and then gets around to us when he sort of has some spare time. We know that. And so if you're in that season now in your life where things aren't going as well as you would like, or maybe as it's gone in the past, you know, I hope that passes quickly for you, but in the meantime, just ask yourself, just remind yourself, is God in our midst? Yes, of course he is. Maybe that will help.